This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. So when you think of Olympic skiing, you may hear something like this. You know, one person against the snowy mountain slopes, right?
Nice.
But this year's Olympic Games, skiing is going to sound a little bit different. Listen to how ski cross competitors Casey Puckett and Darren Rolfes describe their sport to NBC.
Skier cross is just a race from the top to the bottom. And four guys hopping into a gate and saying, I'm going to be the first one to finish.
It's like motocross on skis. How could you not like that?
How could you not like that? So it's sort of like a mob going down a hill. Look online and you can see what ski cross looks like. Tyler Shepard joins us. He's the ski cross coach for Team USA. Thanks so much for being with us from out there in Vancouver.
Thank you very much, John.
So first of all, you know, ski cross is really what you're always tempted to do when you're on the slopes, just if you're good, to be part of a kind of a ski mob going from top to the bottom of the mountain. Is that a fair characterization?
Well, I would say if anybody's out there with their friends, there's not a time that you probably don't say at one point in time, first one at the bottom wins, or, you know, last one down has to buy the beers or whatever, you know, you're buying.
Exactly. And so this is turned into an actual Olympic sport, and it's one of the X Games sports, right?
Yes, it's been part of the X Games, I believe, since 97 or 98. So they've been a strong supporter and certainly been leading the way to help us get to where the sport is today.
Now, a lot of the extreme sport players in both the Winter Games and in the Summer Games are not known for their, you know, absolute kind of traditional reverence for the Olympic gold medal. Is that the case with the ski cross? They like to play, but it's just another competition for a lot of these guys.
Well, on top of my head, I don't think there's any of them that have been to the Olympics. So it's going to be a first-time experience for a lot of the athletes at the ski cross this year. So there's a lot on the line, and the gold medal is going to certainly mean a lot.
But Rolfes and Puckett were both injured at the games last month, the Winter X Games. I mean, this is a really dangerous event. And what were they doing, like putting themselves at risk right before the Olympics?
Well, at the beginning of the year, I set out a plan, and we all sit down, not just me, but also the higher-ups at the organization of the United States Ski and Snowboard Association, and that was the plan. You know, each one had a specific plan, this number of races to stay sharp and certainly reach other goals that they're both reaching for. And, you know, X Games is always one of the best courses, so it doesn't come down to a more dangerous course or anything. It comes down to anything can really happen.
Right.
And in terms of their injuries, Casey's injury actually happened in France, not in Aspen, to what the, you know, contrary to what the media has been saying.
Well, but basically what it comes down to is that the games, the Winter X Games, are just too basically awesome to miss. And so you run these kinds of risks. How do you get young people to come into this sport when you can dislocate your hip doing it?
Well, in all reality, Darren could have dislocated his hip just free skiing that morning. It was, you know, a crash that happened by himself. No one caused it. So young kids, I think, see it and they get really excited because you're like a kid in a candy store. The jumps are always really fun, and you're going fast, and it's fun to go head-to-head in competition because you get immediate gratification when you win because you're beating that person right there. It's not always against the clock.
The definition of totally awesome, and it's now in the Olympics. Ski cross, Tyler Shepard, ski coach for the ski cross team for Team USA. Tyler, thanks so much, and good luck.
At Radiolab, we love nothing more than nerding out about science, neuroscience, chemistry.
But we do also like to get into other kinds of stories. Stories about policing or
politics,
country music,
hockey,
sex of bugs.
Regardless of whether we're looking at science or not science, we bring a rigorous curiosity to get you the answers.
And hopefully make you see the world anew.
Radiolab, adventures on the edge of what we think we know.
Wherever you get your podcasts.